The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 28th of February, 2008. It was on this day in 1953, James Watson and Francis Crick discovered the structure of the DNA molecule, which became the key to understanding how all organisms pass genetic information on to their offspring. James Watson was just 23, Crick was older. They were working in a lab in Cambridge, England, where they didn't even have the right equipment to examine DNA. And they were deeply disappointed when the famous scientist Linus Pauling published a paper proposing a structure for DNA, but then they realized that he was wrong, and they vowed to beat him in the race to the answer. They learned that a woman named Rosalind Franklin was taking X-ray pictures of DNA and decided to look at those pictures. They got to know her lab partner, and one night he gave them one of the X-ray pictures that Franklin had taken of a DNA molecule. They took the train back to Cambridge, and James Watson sketched the picture on a newspaper. He and Francis Crick spent several days building theoretical models and then hit on the correct structure on this day in 1953 and went to the local bar to celebrate. They would go on to win the Nobel Prize for their discovery. Rosalind Franklin would also have gotten credit, but she had died of cancer by the time the prize was awarded. It's the birthday of the poet Virginia Hamilton Adair, born in New York City, 1913. Grew up loving poetry, published many poems in magazines as a young woman, and then stopped publishing after she got married, though she went on writing without publishing for almost 50 years. It wasn't until after her children were grown and her husband had died and she had lost her eyesight that she published a book of her own work. It was called Ants on the Melon. It came out in 1996 when she was 83 years old. It's the birthday of the playwright and novelist Ben Hecht, born in New York City, 1893. Went off to Chicago and became a newspaper man. Met another newspaper reporter named Charles MacArthur, and today they wrote a play about newspapering called The Front Page. It was a big success in 1928. And it's the birthday of the great essayist Michel de Montaigne, born in Parisieu, France, in 1533, who loved to write letters, but after a few years his best friend died, and he had no one to write to, so he started writing letters to an imaginary reader, and those became an entirely new literary genre, the essay. Here's a poem for today by Robin Sarah, entitled Riveted. It is possible that things will not get better than they are now, or have been known to be. It is possible that we are past the middle now. It is possible that we have crossed the great water without knowing it, and stand now on the other side. Yes, I think that we have crossed it. Now we are being given tickets, and they are not tickets to the show we had been thinking of, but to a different show, clearly inferior. Check again. It is our own name on the envelope. The tickets are to that other show. It is possible that we will walk out of the darkened hall without waiting for the last act. People do. Some people do. But it is probable that we will stay seated in our narrow seats, all through the tedious denouement to the unsurprising end, riveted, as it were, spellbound by our own imperfect lives, because they are lives and because they are ours. A poem by Robin Sarah, Riveted, from her collection A Day's Grace, published by The Porcupine's Quill, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Sleep Number bed, the bed that allows personal comfort at the touch of a button. Information at sleepnumber.com. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.